Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of host, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network, its management, board, hosts, marketeers, and or advertisers. Once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom. May the Most High God continue to bless you. I'm so grateful. I'm mighty grateful. The Lord has spared me another day. I'm so grateful. I'm mighty grateful. He has always made a way. He's been my hope, hope for tomorrow. He's been my strength when I'm weak and worn. That's why I'm grateful. I'm mighty grateful. The Lord has sent me another day. That's my rendition of Mighty Grateful. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for being our refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. We thank you for those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. It came from Psalm 9:9-10. And today, family, we can think about and discuss, do you feel safe when you think about God being near you? Do you feel safe in a time of this, not the time of a storm? Okay, we can say in a time of a storm, but what about the time of this storm, the time of travel, the time during your traveling, your journey, this life, especially those of you who are in the United States, and we're praying for our family members who listen to the podcast, who are overseas, across the Atlantic Ocean, around in the Pacific, like in Japan and Korea and the different countries on the European continent. God bless you all. And thank you for continually to listen to BVM Global Kingdom. So, and I'm talking already, and welcome. Shalom, namaste, assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Christ be with you. I am your host, Chaplain Valerie, and welcome to With the Power of Prayer, Learn Truth of the Most High God, and pray for one another. This is Scripture, family. And pray one for another, that ye may be needed or healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That was James 5:16. When we pray to have our conversations with the Most High God with thanksgiving, humility, adoration, confession, and supplication, we pray, and prayer is the tool that connects us to the Most High God. Through prayer, we share knowledge, wisdom, and invoke the power of the Holy Spirit that speaks life to our inner spiritual self. Prayer is most effective when we of nations, the nations of people, humankind, those of us who were created by the Most High God, gather and dwell together in unity. You can look at Psalm 133 for that verse, in verse 1. Prayer reinforces us with the power and the hope of the Most High God. And you say, Chaplain, how do I find hope? I don't have any hope. Well, you probably do. Well, hope is something that, or I would say, well, there's a dictionary version, but this is, I'm trying to give you something esoteric that you can put your fingers on and say, oh, yeah, aha. Well, hope is something that we can believe in that gives us the unction, that gives us the impetus to yearn for another day on the planet. Hope is something that can keep us out of depression's way. Hope is an entity or a feeling, some type of entity within us, in our minds, where we don't have to feel the anxiety that the world has put on our shoulders. Hope is something that we can believe in ourselves, that we might carry on another day of not just believing, but believing in our hope that something is going to give us some sense of joy, some sense of happiness, some sense of satisfaction, hope. To give us hope, something we can believe in. And some people who, you know, you may not believe in the Most High God. All right, that's your prerogative. But there is something that hope that you may hope for. I've had some conversations with some humans. Who else am I going to talk to? And they were saying that they didn't have any belief in the Most High God, or maybe God exists to them, but, you know, they're all, I shouldn't say, you know, they have their own set of beliefs, their own set of spirituality. And some people say that their pets, their dog, the cat, the iguana, the fish that swim around in their aquarium, give them a sense of hope. They can believe in something, or something that they know that can reciprocate what they put out. Our animals look to be fed and watered by us. You know, the fish who stay in the water in the pools, they depend on humans to feed them. The animals, like the domestic animals, the cats, the dogs, bunny rabbits, they depend on humans to feed them food that's nutritious for them and also water. So that gives them something to look forward to for the next day. For the next day, how are we empowered? There's the word. How are we empowered to carry on for another day? And that's where hope is. That's where our hope can lie. So another aspect of hope is Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Are we safe? How do we get along with ourselves? Yeah, self-reflection. How do we get along with ourselves? How do we take ourselves and be reflective on hope? What makes us want to live another day? What have we embodied? What have we embodied? What have we believed in that gives us another day to want to live? So in our conversation of hope, we have one of our other co-hosts who was able to call in, and our sister Nisi, who's in South Kakilaki. And she'll help me with this conversation today about what gives us hope. How do we see ourselves in hope? And do we self, there's a whole bunch of questions we can ask and answer. And what's our self-reflection? What are the results of our self-reflection that gives us hope? And I'll just say this. I just read something, some scriptures earlier, Psalm 9 and 9:10, about the Lord will be our refuge for the oppressed, and Proverbs 18:10, about the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. And we can also look at Psalm 61:2-3. Let me just read that. Wherever I am, though far away at the ends of the earth, I will cry to you for help. When my heart is faint and overwhelmed, lead me to the mighty, towering rock of safety, for you are my refuge, a high tower where my enemies can never reach me. And that was Psalm 61, verses 2 and 3, the TLB version. And how do you feel safe when you think about the Most High God being near you? So how are you? And welcome, my dear co-host Nisi in South Kakilaki. How are you this fine evening?
Amen. I am wonderful, sis. And I praise God.
Amen, my dear sister.
Yeah, I am good. God is
just
so
awesome.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. you don't even know where to start. What is it? I mean...
Go ahead.
I mean, where do you start? What makes us, you know, want to live?
Yes.
What encourages us from one day to the next?
Yes.
And, I mean, the first thing that I would think of is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Well, uh-huh.
That speaks for itself. Just knowing just that as a believer, I shall not want. He's my
all
shepherd.
Right.
That means he's the head of me.
Well,
I'm following him. I'm his sheep. So whatever I need, he's there to give it to me.
Yep.
And as the sheep looking towards the shepherd, I mean, when you think about it, the shepherd protects that sheep.
Yes.
He protects that
yes.
sheep surrounding. He makes sure nothing happens. No harm comes to them. He makes sure that they are fed. If they are sick, he takes care of them, that shepherd. And if this
mm-hmm.
shepherd in the human form can do all that, what do you think our shepherd, God, Jesus, what do you think he is? What do you think he'll do for us? Do for us?
Well,
how far he will go to protect us? And I mean, then I like to read this one. Okay, the 24th Psalm. Was it the earth is the
yeah,
Lord.
The people forget that one.
Yeah, the earth is the Lord and everything in it. The earth is the Lord and everything
yes.
in it. Everything.
Everything.
And that sums it up. Everything is his. And if I'm his heir, then it's mine. It's mine too. When you look at that, I'm his. Just like, oh my God, how God just comforts us. He lets us know that no matter what you're going through, what you're dealing with, I'm there for you. We are not the fear. The whole Psalms in 23, you know, as children, we learn that at a young age, you know. And that was just one song that it just stuck with me. Everything in it. It's a part of our walk.
Everything in it.
Just breaking it up. And I remember those days of when I was walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
But God said, fear no evil. And his rod and his staff, they comfort us. So in my mind, I feel like his rod and his staff are on each side of me. So when I'm falling to the right, it catches me. And it centers me
back.
And I go to the left, it sits me back up. I mean, when you truly focus on who God is, it's just mind blown. And if that's not a reason for you to want to live that next day, I want to go and see what the end is. I want to see that because I know the promise
mm-hmm.
he gave me. He gave me a promise of where I'm going to be. Oh, my God. The place that he had left to prepare for me. And as he said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. It is so. I believe that my mother, my father, and my brother are there now. They are with him in his presence until he
mm-hmm.
comes for us for that new heaven. And we all will join him together in that. But they are in his presence. And to know that as a believer of what his word is, that even after we leave here and before he comes for his church, when we die in him, we're absent from the body, but we're in the presence of God. So that tells you there's nothing to fear because we will live forever. We will live forever. And it's up to us to believe that. I believe that when I close my eyes on this side, I'm going to open them in the presence of my Father. And my Father is God in heaven. I will be in his presence. That's his promise. And I know this, and I can stand on this because I believe what I said when he told me, if you believe in me and believe in my son and confess your sins, heaven will be your home. He told me that, and I believed him. And because I believe him, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Because I believe him, I know where I will spend my eternity to. And that's that's the good news.
That's the
real good news. Me to go farther, because if I can bring somebody else in with me, I'm going to do it.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Lord, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know
come
where
up.
All that comes from. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Yes. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we're talking, when I said hope, and the question is, do we feel safe when we think about the Most High God being near us? Yeah, and that's part of the hope too. That's part of
mm-hmm.
hope. So, like the presence of the Lord is everywhere at the same time. Omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipotent. The Most High God is all that and beyond.
Yes.
And as you said, when you feel anxiety or some type of depression right now or in the past, I have to go, well, of course you go through your singing and to give yourself some boost. But then when he talks about Psalm 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Right then, I have happy feet right now. I'm feeling the sensation of happy feet. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. Talking about surely he shall deliver thee. Well, that's three. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. So I'm in the shadow, and I'm covered.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anybody. They can throw the darts and the fiery darts and bullets all they want to, but the Most High God's got me covered.
That's right.
And that is hope for me to want to live another day.
Yes.
I'm being covered right now, and that gives me hope to want to live another day. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He that dwell in the most secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I am covered. They can be amazed that I am over and in this corner right here. And you still can't get me. They still can't get me. They're trying, but they still can't get me.
That's right.
And you know, sis, that you think about the physical, you can't get me. But you know how people like to put mind games on you, where you be mentally in captivity, where you can't function, where the body won't function. You can be in spiritual bondage, where you deal with depression, anxiety, where you feel like what's that the Stockholm syndrome, where you feel that you can't go any further. No, that's not true. When you're dealing with the one who created you.
That's right.
The one, the Most High God, you can't, no, I'm not going to, we might feel a little depressed, but no one is going to put that on me.
That's right.
Not
that
bondage.
No, because we're going to feel that at times. We're going to feel sad. We're going to feel depressed. But we are not to stay in that.
No. You already said verse 23 in Psalm. Go ahead.
Which one?
You talked about the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Nope.
I mean, that speaks volume. He's my shepherd. God is, oh man, I'm not speaking biblically, but I'm just speaking smack. God is a big guy. He's a bad dude.
Well,
I don't fear anything with him, because when he is with me, nobody is going to touch me. You may try, but I promise you will fail. Your enemies will fall at your feet. It's not going to prosper. It won't prosper. You can't stop it from forming. He didn't say that it wouldn't form, but it won't prosper.
That's right. So as soon as it forms, it's going to die.
Yes. And I was like, I feel sorry for you trying to come after me, because especially when I'm not doing you no wrong.
Right.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
Nope.
I'm like, you don't know who my father is. I mean, just that knowledge of knowing. Just knowing that.
That knowing. You said it right there. That knowing.
God is so awesome. God is so awesome. Wow.
And so, well, look, no one else is able to provide the type of support that we're talking about, that they can try. We have our family members that look at us and look after us, and they hold us up, our arms up, so that we can be victorious. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But putting us in a corner where No one can get to us trying to be emotional, put us emotional bondage and spiritual bondage and put the body in bondage. No, no one can do that. No. No one can do that, especially when we have God on our side.
Yeah.
When we have God on our side.
And we don't even have to understand how is this possible. All we have to do is trust him and believe him.
That's it. That's it.
If you're going to pray and ask God to do something, why are you worrying about it? Just thank him. And that's something that I had to learn. I had to learn that.
Yeah.
Instead of asking
we
him
all
daily, I just thank him. Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for coming. I thank you for everything. The healing, the deliverance.
Yeah.
I mean, for everything. Because I know it was done by him in his time. And it's so, he's so good with that. He'll do it and you don't even know it's done. He delivered you from the prison and then you don't even know that you're not depressed no more.
Ooh, tell me about it.
You was wondering, what was I so upset about? You don't even remember. You don't even remember what it was.
Don't even remember. Don't even remember.
Wow.
That's high time right there. You don't even remember. They said, well, what was I so sad about? You don't even remember.
And he won't let you remember. Because you don't need to remember that.
You try to go back and say, man, no, you ain't supposed to do that. You don't have to.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Look forward.
So, see, you were just reminded me of something else, and I bet I don't have the whole story at hand. So, you know how people want to look back and say, well, this happened in the past. I can't do it. No. Or what's this? Well, we've never done that before. Or we used to do this in the past. Well, that's nice, but what about the present?
Things change.
Yeah, things change, and the present is a gift.
It
is. The present is a gift. The past is going to stay there. Yeah, talk about it.
You can't keep everything in the past. You have to look forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of new things because God is God, and he knows all. I mean, I can't say that he evolves because he knows the beginning and the end. So
anyway,
to grow in, he already know it.
Yes.
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes.
He's everything.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Girl, you know,
I got
happy feet, and I can't be still right now. Lord Jesus. Oh, my God.
Clearly.
He is just so awesome. Wow.
And also, the awesomeness of God is that we may be going through something right now, but we're not going to stay there. We're not going to pitch a tent and waddle at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. We're just walking through.
Yeah. And just like when I was reading, I just did that first verse because when I was just looking through it the other day, I got stuck on that. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I couldn't get past it. Studying it. And there's just so much more in this chapter. I mean, in this whole passage. And I'd like to just go on and do that if that's okay.
Go ahead.
The Lord is my shepherd. I'm reading this is not the King James Version.
Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He rests in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, that is a love letter from God to me.
Yeah.
You know, that he is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have you. I got you. I love you. I will protect you. I will see to it that your life is full, that every need that you want, I will bless you with it. Your life will be full of it. Trust me. And when you do go through your dark days, don't fear. I'm with you. Because I prepared something for you. I got something for you. That's God's promise to me.
That's right.
And just reading that, when you meditate on this, feel the love that God is saying to us. It's as if you read it for the first time. And that just touches you when you read that.
It does.
How can you not feel him when you read his words?
Mm.
And I take that as a love letter.
And that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's exactly what it is.
It's just to let you, like, it's like, you my child, I love you.
Yes.
And I want you to know it.
And as I was reading in my mind's eye, that spiritual eye,
mm-hmm.
I feel myself just looking up at my Father as he's talking to me, touching my chin.
All right
me,
now.
Me know that it is all right. I am delighted in you. I love you. You have no fear, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can make me think differently. Because that's the relationship that I have with him.
Mm-hmm.
I have that relationship with him. And I am so grateful that I can feel his presence when I commune with him and he communes with me.
And I like the fact, and I'm going to say it because I've used this before, the boldness of Christ.
Yes.
Where, you know, we walk with the boldness of Christ because we're not, because I'm going to say it like this, because Jesus was not a punk. Jesus was
mm-hmm.
not afraid of anything. He wasn't no punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't a punk either. It's like we walk through that valley of the shadow of death. Those darts might come at us. And we'll just say, you know, we may dodge them, something may hit us, but we keep it moving. We don't stop
mm-hmm.
and let folks just beat up on us and say, aha, no, the enemy is not, you ain't got nothing like this. No,
that's
no,
because
right. you the one that punks out. The enemy was the one that punks out, that Luciferian or satanic,
mm-hmm.
demonic stuff. No, mm-mm. That's the
mm-hmm.
punk, because they got to do stuff underhanded. What's my mother used to say, and you heard this before, throw the brick and hide the hand.
Hide your hand.
Mm-hmm. If they have you to think that you're the crazy one, but that you're not. You're not the crazy one.
Exactly. God gave us a sound mind.
Yes.
He gave
us
a sound mind. We do have common sense.
Yes,
don't
we
let
do.
Anyone
Yes, we do.
We know right from wrong. We know good from bad. We have common sense.
Common sense. And that common sense is once again, that impetus to go to the next day. We're already in the present, and I'm going to say, and I've heard this before, we're in the present right now, and it's a gift.
Right.
And we have something to look forward for tomorrow, but that's, but that tomorrow is going to take care of itself.
Yes, it
will. We're going to dwell in, the present, the gift, today, this evening, and tomorrow will take care of itself. We can plan and do things in preparation when we come and we wake up and all that great stuff. But today is the gift, the present. So let's live today. And what some people say, seize the day, carpe diem. Let's seize this day. What are we doing today?
This type of today.
What are we doing today?
And today is my last day. I like for my family to know that I love y'all. I love y'all. Mm-hmm. I love them. You know, we don't know when that last day is. It could be Tuesday.
We don't.
So yes, we have to seize each moment as if it is our last. Like someone said that God has a sense of humor. We know that. That if you want to God laugh, you want to make him laugh, make plans.
That's right. Make plans. That's right. I've heard that one.
Really?
Want to make God laugh, make plans.
Not today. No, you're going to do this today.
Pastor George had all kinds of plans today. And they got shot. Everything got shot up today.
Yeah, and that happens.
That happens.
Hey, that ain't what I told you this.
Made a bunch of plans today.
Yeah.
And they got and you can't get them upset, and it's like, you know, are you breathing today, brother? Are you breathing today?
Right.
Are we alive today?
Can
we still say, thank you, Lord? The shortest prayer in the book. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know what? The darkest day of my life this far was the day my brother called me. George called me and told me that our mom was deceased.
Yeah.
So far in my life, that has been one of my darkest days.
But even before
that day was over with, I told God, thank you. I said, thank you, Lord, because it could have been worse. You find some reason, somehow, to even praise him in your worst, still give him the glory, because he makes no mistakes.
None.
I'm glad that my mother is not living to be here at this time.
Ooh, tell me about it.
I don't know how her life would have been. She would have been 93 years old. And I don't know how her health would have been. I wouldn't know what my mother living through COVID and all these different or my father.
And that's,
so God makes no mistake. No mistake.
None.
And God gives you things even in your darkest moment. Because I remember when we went to view her, I just knew when I turned this corner, I'm going to see my mom. And I broke. I mean, I broke just like a twig. I'm thinking I'm supposed to be strong because my two aunts who were there with me. I broke. They had to take care of me. But I distinctly remember hearing my mother above me. She was above me. And I heard her saying, come look at me. Come and see me.
Okay.
Come and look at me. And I couldn't see her because Butch and George were standing in front of her. At her casket. All I could see was her legs. So I went between them and parted them and looked down at my mom. All I could say is beautiful. Look how beautiful she is. She looked 20 years younger. How can God ask you to send her back? She wouldn't come back if she could. She wouldn't.
No.
She didn't look back when she left. And all I can say, I just thought, I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, okay, I'm fine now. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go back to the house. I'm ready to eat now. I'm good. And I was. But that's what God does. When you trust him, God allowed me to see that on her. She left that gift for us. She left that gift of life. Like, baby, I'm fine. Don't cry over me. I'll cry over you because y'all had to go through some stuff. But I'm good. And that was his promise.
Which is yes and amen.
It is. And before she passed, she had an out-of-body experience when she when she coded. The first time that she coded, she had a heart attack, and she coded. We went to the hospital to see her, and she said, I asked the doctors what happened to all the people in the room. And the nurse said, Mrs. Rita, do you know where you are? She said, yeah, I'm in the hospital. But what happened to all the people who were in here? She was like, there's no one else in here. And she told me, she said, Missy, the room was full. There was people all over. They looked like angels.
They were.
And she said it was so beautiful. It was. But God allowed her to see this and tell me this. Tell me this, because I felt as if my mother died alone, by herself, and with no one. But God let me know she was not alone, baby. We were there.
No, she wasn't.
So I had peace knowing that, because when I heard the news, God took my mind back to that. She wasn't by herself.
Nope.
And by knowing that, that gave me peace and allowed me to move even farther, to go on. And I just thank God for that. When we trust God, he gives us the desires of our heart, even if that desire at that time is peace. And we need
that's
it.
The whole
especially
truth.
At the time like that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Agreed.
And understand certain things. There's a reason for everything. Nothing happens by accident. Just trust God.
No.
Ooh,
I agree.
Say
that again.
I got the talksies tonight.
Well, that's what happens when you have that that stigma of being the co-host. You do that. That's what happens. No, it's not that you got the talksies. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to inform who's listening of the goodness of the presence of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yep. But and the angelic hope.
Yeah.
All of that. All of that.
You're just expressing your love for God.
And I don't know how I did this one. When my mom passed, I don't even know how old she would be today. I think she was 78 when she left. Well, I could figure it out. She left this planet in 2012, and she was 78. She was young. And I could do the math now, so we can figure that out anyway. But I remember
you would have
when
been
I was in deep. How old?
98. Because my mother 98? Was 73. Yeah, my mother was 73, and she passed in 2003.
Okay. And my mother was 78, and she passed in 2012.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. Don't take me. Girl, me and math. Girl, I
well,
need Jesus
math and
today.
I are friends. She was 78. This is 10 years. So she would have been 88.
88. Oh, wow.
I think it should have been 88. Except this past September, should have been 88. Actually, should have been 89 because she passed right after her birthday. A week to the day. A week to the day after her birthday. And just like you said, I'm glad Mama wasn't here. When my father left a year later, I'm glad they weren't here to have to witness COVID.
Yes.
Because she would have been on the floor in tears of her empathetic heart. Because when we were going to have a party for her when the Twin Towers in New York City fell down, were blown down. And she was no good. So we had to cancel her party and all of this stuff. But, you know, and she was glued to the TV. She couldn't move because she saw, my mother saw when they dug the basement, the foundations for the Twin Towers in New York City. She saw that. She saw them building. She witnessed when they did 2 miles below the earth. So what she did, Miss Drama Lady, she always had a white handkerchief or a scarf with her. And she saw, she looked in the hole, and she looked down and saw the men working, and she took her white scarf and started waving at them, right? And what they did, they took off their orange and yellow hats and waved back at her and started cheering her. She remembers when those Twin Towers fell down. So she was like, she couldn't believe it. And I remember we couldn't pull her away from the television and the news until maybe a month later. And she says, I was there when they built them. They were beautiful. I was there. And she was. She was there. She was there. And when, but what I like about having mothers, we have the most interesting stories that we could tell about our mothers and with our mothers. And our dads, too, you know, as knuckleheads as some of them might be. But with our moms, too.
Yeah. I tell you. And it's just so awesome. I felt her yesterday. I can tell when she comes by. And when she do, I was like, oh, how are you doing? It's just for a second. And I was like, Lord, I thank you that you allowed me to know. I like, just when I think I need it, she'll just come by. And I just know. I just feel it in my spirit. Nothing's done. Nothing is said. But I just know that her presence came by me.
I get it. Yeah. And then I can share with you when she first left the planet, I was still in school. And she was visiting me a few times so that I wouldn't just stop going to school.
Right.
And the first time we used to shop all the time. My sisters and I would gather in the car. When I had learned to drive and got my license, I'd drive her to whatever store she wanted to go to. And one of her favorite stores is closed now in Philadelphia, but I don't know if it's closed in upstate New York, was Lord & Taylor. When she passed, Lord & Taylor sent this huge bouquet. And women, that whole store emptied out. They all wanted to come, but then some people had to work the counters. They came to her services, and they were on the floor because she was such a great person, you know. They said, your mother, we're going to miss her. And I couldn't even be a grieving daughter. At that time, I had to be the chaplain. I had to be the one, and I understand that now. I had to be the one to comfort others, including my sisters, you know, to comfort others that she, you know, she's not in pain anymore. She's okay. And I may have shed a tear or two, but I do know a year and a half, maybe 2 years later, I shed those tears. I was bawling. I was bawling. It took me 2 and a half, but people needed their support, so I gave them the support they needed. Even her friends who came. And on her birthday, someone put flowers at her gravesite.
Wow.
Every year, ever since she passed on her birthday. So we have fond memories of the mothers. I love it. Fond memories of the mother. Mm-hmm. Which also brings me back to hope. Yes, they may have passed on, but they have given us fuel to continue to the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've given us fuel for the next day. Or should I say whatever the next day, the next days, they've given us fuel.
That's right. Gifts and knowledge that they instilled in us of how to be mothers, whether you birthed a child or you raised a child. That's right. There's all different ways of being a mother. And I would tell anyone that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yes. And
that's so true.
What God has given us through our mothers is, you know, that nurturing spirit, that spirit of taking care of family, that spirit of knowing how to be submissive. And I would tell any young woman, when you marry who God has for you to marry, you would have no problem being submissive to that person because that person is going to lead you the way he told him to.
Well.
And you can trust that. You can trust that. That's a whole different story. That's another day about.
Yes, it is. That's another day.
Another story.
Yep, it is.
God is good. God is so good. God is so good.
Clearly.
And I thank God for everything that my mother taught me because she taught me in marriage, and there's things in my marriage today I lean on because
All
you
right.
have to. Every day is not funny. So don't be fooled to think that it is. It's not.
Nope, it isn't.
But that's okay. It don't have to be funny because, you know, we got to have a little rain before, you know, along with the sunshine to make
there
the
it is.
Grow. Without the rain, it needs everything. So
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad, and the ugly comes along with it. But love always outweighs that.
Well.
So that's what I'm thankful for. Because you want to have different things and, you know, you just have to just trust God in it.
Clearly. Well, it's almost time for us to say so long or see you next time. And I'm not going to make this thing of hope into a political thing, but I pray that anyone who's listening get out and vote. This is really get out and vote. People's lives were taken so that we can today vote. And it's our civic duty to vote.
This is
a real important election so that we continue to have our rights and values of people, of humans, continue.
Yep, we're going to vote tomorrow. We're going to vote early.
Awesome. I'll be voting next Tuesday. My mother couldn't vote for me when President Kennedy ran because she was in the delivery room having me. She couldn't vote, and they didn't have paper voting then when I was born, but she couldn't vote for me, so she's made sure everybody voted so that they vote for her when President Kennedy became the president.
So there we go.
All right, my love, so you have any final comments and any revelations that the presence of the Lord has given you for tonight?
Well, just that what I said at the beginning, you know, trust God. He is our shepherd. And because
That's
of that,
right.
we shall not eat. Trust him. And in doubt, find a scripture in the Bible that touches you and just stick to that, and then move further with that. But find something that touches your heart, and then you go far. You go with that, and you continue on.
That's right. Agreed. And and continue the hope. Thank God for the present today, because it's a present, it's a gift, and tomorrow will take care of itself. So we'll pray that we have a fulfilling and an amazing day today. And whatever we have to pray for tomorrow, it'll take care of itself. So we have no worries. You can't worry and pray at the same time.
That's right.
And have hope for yourself as you reflect on who you are and who God is, and you pray for your family and continue on. And so thank you, my Lord, for bringing my co-host on today. Thank you for giving her and giving us words of wisdom today, so that who's ever listening on this continent, Canada, overseas, and around the world by the Pacific Ocean, God bless them, and God bless you too. Have an amazing day, and God bless you.
God bless you.
And I'm
going to
say, in a minute, woohoo!
Good night.
So I don't
sweetie.
Say goodbye. I'll say talk to you soon in a minute.
All right.
All right. Good night now.